Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, we got a big solar storm on the way, kids. Yes, we do. The National Oceanographic Atmospheric people put out a massive warning for solar flare eruptions tonight. Massive coronal ejection. Which sounds like something out of the Stormy Daniels testimony, but it's coming tonight. So it might cause wacky things to happen to your electronic devices. I'll get into details with that. Welcome to the show. It is Friday. Thank God. It is the Wildwood Eve before our big rally tomorrow with the future president of the United States, Donald Trump. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Are you headed to Wildwood tomorrow? We'll be at Mulligan Shore Bar from 3 to 7. I'll be there around 5. Dom's going to be there around 3. And we'll have a great time. They're expecting 40,000 people to go to the rally. So Mulligan's doesn't hold that many people. I mean, doesn't hold 40,000 or anywhere close to that. But so if you want a more intimate experience, we'll be there. But I would say get there early. I'd say just get in general, try to get to Wildwood early tomorrow. I haven't seen any details, but I'm imagining it's going to be a little bit of a traffic headache, is my guess. So be prepared for that, obviously. I may leave now, just do the show from the car as I'm driving down there. It might just be easier, but we'll see how it goes. I'm not joking. This solar flare story is huge. I've been seeing stories about this all day today. And it's a massive geomagnetic storm, first in nearly two decades, and it's starting to happen. It's going to disrupt mobile phones and GPS power systems nationwide are going to be affected potentially by this. And it's a rare solar storm. It's going to make the Northern Lights visible to most of the United States tonight. It's the first time they've issued a severe geomagnetic solar storm watch in 19 years. And they upgraded it from moderate to severe as several solar flares hurtle toward Earth and are expected to combine. That could grace the northern tier skies with brilliant auroras, but also trigger all kinds of problems with satellite communication, blackouts, the power grid, and everything else. It's a coronal mass ejection, which was my Twisted Sister cover band name in college. We are coronal mass ejection. We crushed it at the VU. And it's going to speed through space and expand, according to NOAA. It's 16 times the diameter of the Earth, this sunspot. They're going to blame climate change on this. It has nothing to do with the climate change, of course, but they blame everything on climate change. So they'll blame climate change for this, too. They'll say something like, well, the melting ice caps resulted in the sun flares or something stupid. Wait for that hot take to come out at some point. Another sunspot also let loose strong CMEs this week and continue to be active. CMEs. So these CMEs cause all kinds of issues. So that's happening. I'll give you more details on that as it comes on, but it's not a joke. It's a real thing. These CMEs, and they can cause all kinds of problems. So if tonight, as you're listening to the show, it's always funny. We get our signal, this 50,000 watt thruster of an antenna that we have here at WPHT, which, by the way, is located in Cinnaminson, New Jersey, on the Cinnaminson-Moorestown border. If you're ever driving on Church Road, you see a gigantic, there's two of them, two big antennas. That's us. That's ours, by the way. I probably shouldn't have said that for security purposes, but some kook will probably try to take it out. But the Cinnaminson cops and the Moorestown cops are some of the finest, so I'm not worried about that. They'll be able to protect it. But anyway, our signal, we reach 37 states and Canada. So even the lesser Castro might be able to hear the show sometimes. But it also, sometimes we reach Europe. We'll get emails sometimes from people in Scandinavia that they've heard the show. Particularly at night. A lot of stations in this country, the old radio rules from back in the day, some stations have to power down, and we don't. We are one of the stations that does not power down at night. So as some stations have to power down, our 50,000 watts keep thrusting throughout the night. And it also feels like something from the trial. Anyway, and other stations are affected by all kinds of different things. Like when the sun rises, when the sun sets, their signals get affected. Some stations, they can't power up until the sun's up. It's the whole radio thing, radio waves. Nowadays, it matters a little bit less as more people are listening more on streaming devices and, you know, crappy apps or very good apps. And then the Odyssey app, you pick which one I meant by that, obviously. But you can download the Odyssey app for free, obviously, and listen to it anywhere. Or they listen to the podcast. Our podcast downloads are epic, huge. The numbers are astonishing, and thank you for that. I appreciate it very, very much. I got kids to feed. Podcast downloads of this show keep increasing. The best thing you can do would be to give the show a nice rating, 5 stars, say something nice. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's Mama Zioli's rule. That and be careful, baby. All right? But if you want to do that, that would be very, very helpful. The Rich Zioli Show. Not the Rich Zioli podcast. I haven't been doing the podcast lately because I'm doing a 4-hour afternoon show and it's a lot. But anyway, so the point is, the storms can impact radio waves too and impact that, and also communications devices as well. Coronal mass ejection, CME, is an eruption of solar material. When they arrive at Earth, a geomagnetic storm can result. Watches at this level are very rare. The CMEs are anticipated to emerge and arrive at Earth by late on May 10th or early on May 11th. The general public should visit the webpage of NOAA, so that's NOAA.gov, to keep properly informed. The aura may become visible over much of the northern half of the country and maybe as far south as Alabama to Northern California. That's from NOAA, NOAA.gov. Or this could be a Chinese cyber attack that they're just blaming on solar flares. So there's that too. See, the problem I have right now, I'll be very honest with you. The problem that I have right now is I'm so freaking cynical after the last 4 years. Maybe you are too. That whenever the government says anything now, I immediately call BS on it. I just go, is it that or is it something else? Like, really? And I know I'm not trying to start conspiracy theories. It's not my thing. But every time lately, they tell us anything, immediately my spidey sense goes up and goes, well, is it really that or is it something else? Come on. Like when that ship hit the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, they were like, it's not terrorism. They said that within 5 seconds. I'm like, yeah, but you said that about the COVID, the lab leak. You said it wasn't a lab leak within 5 seconds. And turned out we were right. It was. So it's almost like whenever the government says something, my initial instinct is to go, you're totally lying to us, aren't you? But this does seem legit anyway. So you could follow that at NOAA.gov. And if we get any updates for that throughout the show, we'll let you know. Matt DeSanctor Traitorous just said he could hear the station in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You could listen on the radio at Harvard. on the actual radio, Matt? Matt? He can't hear the station in the other room, but he can hear it in Cambridge.
Sorry, I was trying to figure out. We're having some like technical issues in here.
Well, you know why they're having technical issues? Because of the solar flares.
No, it's not solar flare related.
It's CMEs. It's the coronal mass ejections.
It's for our streaming. We're getting it all squared away.
Yes, because of the coronal mass ejections.
We were having issues with it earlier in the week without the solar flares.
Call it what it is, coronal mass ejections.
So,
please.
I don't want to say that.
All right.
But what were you about Cambridge? Yeah, I could hear it loud and clear while I was at school. I used to listen to the station at night.
Okay. See that? At night, because other stations, the lesser stations have to power down at night. We are a 50,000 watt thruster, clear channel signal. Clear channel, not the company. That's the name of the signal. And the way we broadcast is why people hear us all over the place. It's huge. And that's why we reach, what do we got, Kenya? Libya, I think we have listeners in. Rwanda.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. So look out for solar flares. Could be a lot of fun. Forecasters issue geomagnetic storm warning for May 10th. I love this. This is so cool. So far we've had seven coronal mass ejections. I'm going to keep saying coronal mass ejections all throughout the show today.
It's Friday. You might as well.
I mean, it's Friday. We've had the Stormy Daniels trial all week, the testimony. I just feel like it's the appropriate way to end the week by talking about coronal mass ejections. I don't know. For some reason, it just seems very fitting. It's almost like the universe is just playing a joke on us. It's like, we got you. You had to hear about prophylactic use. Now you got to hear about this. Like, all right, fine. Just keep punishing us, don't you? Now, the Trump rally in Wildwood tomorrow is going to be huge. 40,000 people, not as big as the coronal mass ejections from the solar flares, but it's going to be huge. So get there early, no doubt about it. Trump spoke outside the courthouse today. He's very upset. I don't blame him. He really is. There is a guy on CNN who said the quiet part out loud. So remember yesterday I was talking about suburban moms and how much I love them and how crucial they are to the election in 2024. In other words, we can't win without winning the suburban mom vote. So I'm told. I'm told this over and over again by the political prognosticators that prognosticate these things, that you have to win the suburban mom vote. Okay? The Stormy Daniels testimony this week had no bearing on the case whatsoever from a legal perspective. And the CNN analyst admits that. So he admits the quiet part out loud, as they say. But what it does do is humiliate the president. And this issue of whether or not he ever wore a prophylactic, whether or not he ever wrapped it, this CNN analyst believes will hurt his trust and credibility with women voters. Now, I don't believe that for a second, but nevertheless, a couple points here I want to make on this before I play the clip for you. Remember yesterday I was saying that nobody in their right mind wants a story written about them that has the following headline: Stormy Daniels testifies she had detailed talk with Trump about always using condoms before their condom-free sex. Nobody ever wants that headline written about them in any way, shape, or form. Whether you're running for president or not, you got a brand to protect, you've got a family to protect, you've got a wife to think about. The CNN analyst who says this in this clip acknowledges that his wife would kill him if he cheated on her. So he wouldn't want this story written about him. My point is that there's a lot of incentive here for Donald Trump to make this story go away that has nothing to do with him hiding it from voters. But even if he wanted to hide it from voters, there's nothing wrong with hiding it from voters, because there's no obligation to disclose to voters what you may or may not have done in your private life. But Michael Cohen is not under a gag order ahead of his testimony next week. Trump is still under a gag order. So you see, Trump cannot go out there and explain to all these suburban women that everything that Stormy Daniels said about him is a lie. He's not allowed to say that. And this is part of what they're doing. What they're doing is a two-prong approach to hurt Donald Trump. Prong one, you take him off the playing field. You don't let the Republican nominee for president of the United States on the playing field. He's limited to Wednesdays and Saturdays, basically. He's in court Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it's exhausting being in court. It's hard to do a rally on Friday night, although, you know, Trump's got a lot of energy and stamina, but he's going to be in Wildwood tomorrow. But then he's got to get back to get ready for being back in court. And I mean, just sit there and not be able to say anything. So in the court of public opinion, this is not good because he's running for president and he doesn't have the ability to explain his side of the story. And that's the point. The point is keep him off the playing field. And also, at the very same time you do that, hurt him in the court of public opinion. So here's this CNN guy claiming that this sordid detail is going to hurt Trump with women voters. I may stop this a couple times here, but take a listen.
We're seeing what's happening in the courtroom right now, and we're paying a lot of attention to these sordid details. In the court of law, I don't think the sordid details are going to matter and perhaps could backfire, what have you. Court of public opinion, though.
Stop it right there. Mark Preston is this guy. Stop it right there. In the court, he says, I don't think it has any bearing and even may backfire. Proving exactly what I've been saying to you this week. The process is the punishment. Nothing about Stormy Daniels' testimony matters to this case. This is all about humiliating Donald Trump and hurting him politically. That's why they're doing this. And this is why the case should be ruled a mistrial. Nothing Stormy Daniels said about condom use or anything else is material to this case. Nothing. This is not a case about whether or not he took advantage of Stormy Daniels. This is not a case about whether or not he raped her. This is a case about a payment and how that payment should have been filed, period. None of her sordid details matter to that case. And that guy just admitted it right there. This guy, Preston, senior political analyst at CNN. Okay? That's number one. So when I tell you that this whole point of this week was to humiliate Donald Trump, the whole point of this trial is to humiliate Donald Trump. The process is the punishment. They don't care if they get a guilty verdict. They'd like to. They'd love for it to be a guilty verdict. But if they don't get a guilty verdict, and I don't think they're going to, they don't care because they've humiliated him, they've embarrassed him, and maybe they've hurt him with suburban women voters. That's the goal. This guy sang it out loud. He just said it, and he keeps saying it. All right, keep going.
We are talking about trying to, I assume now that there are women in these five or six states that we're looking at now, whether it's Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania or Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, who perhaps would have thought about voting for President Trump. But then they, you know, see this and not to be very sordid, but this is pretty sordid.
It's all very sordid.
I would assume if I cheated on my wife, that would be, I mean, she'd kill me, but that would be one thing.
I would hope so.
She'll probably kill me twice. There's another thing, though, to
stop it.
I believe to cheat on your
wife. Please, Matt, stop it. Doesn't that acknowledge why no man would ever want a story written about him, like the one I read you about the use of a prophylactic? Doesn't that also back up the claim that private citizen Donald Trump had every reason to want the story to go away as much as political candidate Donald Trump? I mean, this guy is this guy, Mark Preston, just is acknowledging my wife would kill me. She'd leave me if I had an affair. Okay, so what if a woman came forward and made an allegation about you, Mark Preston? Would you want that coming out? Would you want her saying something if it wasn't true? Or if it was true? Maybe you did cheat on your wife and you didn't want it to come out. You just acknowledge you love your wife. You don't want her to leave you. You don't want her to kill you. Could that not have been Donald Trump's mindset in 2016 as well? As he's thinking to himself, I may not win this election. I don't want to lose Melania, too. And also, my trust, the brand is everything. So I want people to trust me. And this is all BS. Or even if it happened, it's none of my business it happened. He doesn't want his wife to know about it. And he's a right to that. And this guy's acknowledging that. He's acknowledging that Trump had motivation outside of politics to want to make this go away. My wife would kill me if I cheated on her. And all the women on the panel are like, yeah, she better. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like the girl power. Like, yeah, you go, girl. Kill him. Kill him. That's the point. Private citizen Donald Trump had as much reason to want this to go away as political candidate Donald Trump did. And again, there's no rule that says political candidates have to disclose this to the public. None whatsoever. All right, keep going.
I believe to cheat on your wife and then have it publicly come out that you didn't use protection. And I think that is, no, I'm telling you though, that is something that I think will hit home. You're laughing, Megan, but it's true. I think that
you.
That is something that there's a trust level. There's the moralistic level, you know, issue, you know, that people wrestle with as I'm wrestling with it right now on TV.
Yeah.
Stop it right there. Okay. Stop it. Thank you, Matt. See what I said. What I said to you about this issue of not wearing, you know, a prophylactic, not wearing this, and why nobody would ever want that story written about them. And in his mind, it goes bigger than that. It goes into this idea of trust, like that by not wrapping it, by not using protection. That goes into that's even worse. So you had the affair, but you didn't even wrap it. You know what I'm saying? That's even worse to women voters in terms of trust and in terms of all that. Now, I don't agree with that analysis. I think that's stupid. But regardless, it shows you what the motivation of the prosecution is here. How is whether or not Donald Trump used a prophylactic relevant to this case? It's not. Of course it's not. And that's why this case should be declared a mistrial, because Stormy Daniels testifying about the use of protection is irrelevant to the question of whether or not this payment was a legal payment or a political payment. There's no bearing on that other than to humiliate him and try to hurt him with women voters. So you see, CNN is saying the quiet part out loud. They're saying what I've been saying to you. The process is the punishment here. And there's not a guy in the world who'd want a story written about them in this matter. Not a single person would want that story written about them. It implies all kinds of different things. Poor judgment. You weren't thinking about your wife's safety. That's what he's saying in that. But how does that have bearing on the case? Right? How does that have bearing on whether or not he wanted it to go away? This idiot's explaining that his wife would leave him, but particularly if he didn't use protection. She'd really kill him then. So you could understand then why, if a woman came forward and made an allegation against Mark Preston, Mark Preston would want it to go away. If Mark Preston had ever strayed on his wife, he'd want it to go away. If Mark Preston had ever strayed and not used protection, he'd want it to go away. And Mark Preston's not running for anything. He just doesn't want to lose his wife. Well, why can't Donald Trump be in that same mindset as Mark Preston? And then what bearing does it have on whether or not then Donald Trump used protection or not, if you can acknowledge that a private citizen would have just as much motivation as a political candidate would to try to keep that story from coming out? It has no bearing then on the question of whether or not it should have been a legal expense or a political expense. Because I just said to you exactly why a private citizen like Mark Preston would not want that story written about him. It would hurt his family. It would hurt his wife. His wife would kill him. There's not a guy in the world who would want that story written about them. So knowing that and understanding that, you really get into the motive question here of if Alvin Bragg's fantasy theory is that Donald Trump was doing all this to hide this from the voters, but people can acknowledge he also had motivation as a private citizen, a married man, to not want this story to come out, then you don't even have to keep going with this. The question, you cannot prove what his mental state was, his mens rea, and therefore you can't convincingly say he did this to hide it from the voters. And even if he did, so what? There's no law that says you have to disclose allegations of extramarital affairs and whether or not you use protection if you're running for president of the United States. There's no condom clause in the Constitution, okay? I'm sorry, I hate to have to use all these words. I really do. I don't like to talk about this, but it's not my fault. I didn't choose to have this conversation, but this is what's happening in our country right now to the former and future president of the United States of America. Because of a clown show trial in New York where this judge is allowing this circus to occur, designed to humiliate this man and to hurt him with women voters. It's exactly what's happening here. So unfortunately, this is the conversation we are having because we live in a time where we are using the judicial system against our political opponents. Because the United States of America has become a police state. Pure and simple. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Got a lot to cover with you today. It's going to be a busy show. Dr. Ben Carson is going to be joining us. And I will not be asking him about anything I just brought up a moment ago. But we will be asking Dr. Ben Carson about a lot of different things. The big story of the day today brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com. We're coming right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along on our Friday afternoon here on the Rich Scioli Show, it's my honor to welcome back to the program Dr. Ben Carson, former United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and a former neurosurgeon, professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Carson, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to be with you again.
It's very nice to have you again. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. I know that you worked in President Trump's administration, obviously, as the U.S. Secretary of HUD. And we got a real fight in our hands now here in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's a must-win state. You worked for him. What'd you think? Was he a good president?
He was an excellent president. You know, a lot of people who don't like him for personality reasons, but is that really a good reason to vote against someone when your choices are someone who maybe irritates you a little bit but has excellent policies and is good for the future of your children, or someone who has flowery words and says all the things you want to hear and destroys your future? That should be an easy choice.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's also interesting. It's the first time since 1912 that the American people get to see two presidents side by side who've both done the job and be able to weigh in on that and make a determination. I may not have the right year, but you know, two former presidents, a sitting president, but also a former president, they can assess the two jobs side by side and say, who did better? Who ran this country better, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
And it's such a clear choice. And even though the media will do everything they can to put their thumb on the scale and to sway people, I'm hopeful that all the attention that Trump is getting every day when he comes out of that courtroom helps tremendously, because many of the mainstream media would otherwise try to ignore him. But they can't under these circumstances. And he's using that to his advantage.
But it's very frustrating that, and I agree with you, he does use it to his advantage and that it's helpful. But I do find it incredibly frustrating that he's not allowed to be on the campaign trail. They're taking him off the battlefield and also not letting him speak to these horrific and, you know, salacious allegations that were made against him by Stormy Daniels. And, you know, the fact that he's got this gag order against him, I think, is just so incredibly unfair.
Well, you know, keeping him off the trail, I mean, this is the most blatant case of election interference that there can be. And, you know, the way that the judge is acting. But it reminds you of something that John Adams said, our second president. He says that our Constitution is designed for a moral and religious people and is inadequate for the government of any other. What we have now is any other. We have people who don't care about the Constitution, don't care about the rules. You look at some of the things that Biden has done that the Supreme Court said you couldn't do. And he just says, they don't have an army. They can't stop me. I'll do whatever I want. A moral and religious people we do not have in charge right now.
What do you think about the fact that they are trying to make Christian nationals to be this some sort of, domestic terrorist, white supremacist group?
Which should not surprise anybody who knows anything about Marxism and why they find it so vitally important to get rid of the whole concept of God, because they want the whole society to be dependent on them. And anything that encourages people toward their own self-worth and toward a godly system is anathema to them. It always has been. And we have to recognize that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, talks about certain unalienable rights given to us by our Creator, also known as God. And you'll see that throughout the writings of our founders. And it's distinguished us, I think, from a lot of other people, because you see people today talking about your truth and my truth. But there's such a thing as the truth. And by clinging to that truth, we were able to ascend from a ragtag bunch of militiamen to the pinnacle of the world in record time. And as we throw those things out, those values and those principles, which are passed on by the family, by the way, and as we hurt the family, as we destroy the family, as we war against the family and faith, we destroy the foundation that made this a great country.
Dr. Ben Carson's with me. It's an honor to have him. What do you make of the fact that President Trump seems to be doing very, very well with black voters, Hispanic voters in this country? They are trending his way in a big way. What do you make of that?
Well, I think black voters, Hispanic voters, minority voters in general are feeling and seeing the same pressures that everybody else is seeing. They see that their paycheck doesn't go as far, that they're filling up their car with extremely expensive gasoline, which is impacting upon their ability to buy other things. And they're seeing a southern border that is completely open, and that impacts them in terms of jobs and the fact that a lot of these municipalities put the interest of those illegals ahead of the interest of their own people. People feel that. They see that. And, a few calming words don't necessarily make that go away for people who are truly observant.
It seems like the whole strategy of Biden right now is just to convince you to just believe the economy is good and to not in any way, shape, or form accept reality. And I don't think you can spin that. I don't think you can spin the fact that the economy is good. People know what they're paying for groceries.
Well, he thinks people are dumb and are unobservant. And, Marxists, what they always do before they convert a society is they dumb down the population so that you don't think for yourself. And you see it now. You see those man on the street questioners, and they can't answer the simplest of questions. Well, they don't know anything about their history, and your history gives you your identity, and your identity is that thing upon which your beliefs are founded. So if you destroy that chain, you become like a leaf blowing in the wind, easily manipulated. That's what we're seeing on our college campuses today. They don't know anything about the Holocaust, about anti-Semitism, about these terrorists and what their ideals are. They don't know what Sharia law is. They don't know any of that. They're running around advocating for Hamas, which are brutal killers who will kill them as well.
Yeah, and they have been indoctrinated into believing that the world is very black and white. There's the oppressed and the oppressor, and that's also part of Marxism. Another way that they will try to destroy our societies, to destroy the family. Your upcoming book, which is coming out on May 14th, you can pre-order it now, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, which you co-authored with your wife, Candy Carson. Dr. Carson, it's important. I mean, they want to destroy the family as an institution. That's also part of their plan.
It's critical for them to destroy the family because that is the basic building block of a strong community and subsequently of a strong nation. They know that they cannot overcome us militarily. But what if we destroy the family? What if we destroy the community, the harmony that exists there? And that's what they're doing, driving wedges between people on the basis of age, income, race, gender, political affiliation, religion, you name it, drive wedges, have everybody at each other's throats, and completely crumble the foundation of the society, denigrate the position of fathers in the family. It's just been going on for decades. You see that in a lot of the sitcoms. The father's some kind of adult, and, you know, the wife always has to come to the rescue of the family. You know, these things have an impact, particularly when they're over a period of time. And alternative lifestyles are presented as not only acceptable, but maybe even preferred. And you have students, you probably saw the statistic at Brown University, a large plurality of the students identified as LGBT of some type, because that way you can get to be a victim. And that gives you a lot of points.
Dr. Ben Carson, before I let you go, I just want to thank you for, you know, being out there and speaking on these issues. It's very, very important. I have three kids, and two of them came to us by way of adoption, one who came to us biologically as a surprise that we weren't expecting, but it's funny how life works, right? But I always think about the education system, and I know that, you know, Karl Marx wrote about having a public education system for the use of indoctrination, and I know that that's also a fight we got to deal with. And the latest changes with Title IX, which, you know, luckily President Trump said today on our radio station, as a matter of fact, that he'll get in there day one and he'll undo the changes that Joe Biden made. But in the meantime, our schools are also here, ground zero for this effort to either destroy America with Marxism or save it or rein it in or give us the choice to be able to send our kids to the district we want to. And that is a battle that is never going to go away.
That's critical. And in fact, if you look at the congressional record, January 10th, 1963, when Congressman Herlong of Florida read in the 45 Goals of Communism, several of them dealt with the taking over of the educational system and the teacher unions in order to indoctrinate the children. And of course, it was Vladimir Lenin who said, give me your children to teach for 4 years and the seed that I sow will never be uprooted. That's why they're so interested in getting into our schools early on, those impressionable young people, and sowing seeds of discord and hatred of this country and a whole host of things that we're seeing manifested now on the college campuses.
Dr. Ben Carson, appreciate you joining us. The book, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, will be out May 14th. Pre-order it today. It's been an honor, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Be well, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, you wanted me to ask him the worm question. Shoot, sorry.
Oh, it's all that I wanted out of life was the worm question.
I'll call him back then.
No, I'm not going to call him back. He's busy.
You wanted me to ask him about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s worm.
Yeah, he's a
brain worm.
He's a retired neurosurgeon. If anyone knows about worms or parasites in the brain, I would imagine it's a neurosurgeon.
You got a point.
Yeah.
Henry was interested too.
You got a point. You should have texted me. You texted me about his book, and I brought that up.
I texted you I texted it to you right before I texted you the book.
Call him back and say, can we ask you about
the worm? I'm not bothering the guy again.
Say, Rich had one more question for you. He meant to ask you about Bobby Kennedy's brain worm and that impact on Marxism. Is that a Marxist plot as well?
I don't think there's any way that conversation would go well for me.
Text Sonny, the Trump campaign, and ask her if we could get Dr. Carson on next week. The day his book comes out, to promote his book, and I will specifically ask him about the brain.
All right, that'll do.
Really, I mean, he may want to come back when the book comes out.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Which is next week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's today? Today's the 10th? I can't believe it's like middle of May already.
Yeah, I keep thinking we're still in like the end of March, basically. She's going by fast.
DeSantis, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we are going to be heading to the Republican National Convention in less than 2 months.
Oh, yeah. That's end of July, right?
No, it's mid-July.
Oh.
Yeah. It starts on the 15th, and it goes until the 19th. We're going to be heading out there in like literally 2 months from next week. So,
oh, we could ask Ben Carson about RFK Jr.'s brainworm in person.
No, I want to ask him next week about it. I don't want to wait till then.
We'll set it up.
Tell him to come back on when his book comes out, so we'll help promote his book, and we'll ask him about the freaking brainworm, all right?
All right, deal.
Deal. Done. Easy. Easy enough. Could also ask Maz about the brainworm.
Oh, that's a good idea. He's always so busy, though.
He's really not. He fakes it. He pretends. He's not that busy.
He's the CEO of a major hospital.
Yeah,
he's
so you don't have to do anything.
He's not. Exactly. He's not that busy.
Yeah, you tell about your work to everyone else.
I saw him the other night at lacrosse practice picking up his kid. He was in shorts and a T-shirt. He looked like a homeless man on the streets. He's not that busy. It's just a scam. All right?
All right. I'm going to text him right now and see if he wants to call in at some point and talk about the worm for like 5-10 minutes. Is that all right?
Yeah, please do. Right, and then he'll come back and be like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. But
no, he's going to text me like 2 hours after the show ends and be like, oh, sorry, I didn't see it. I was running around.
I didn't see it. I'm so busy. I didn't see it. I'm so. Listen, Dr. Mike Veneria is a great dentist. He's my dentist. He's my family's dentist. And he is the master of dental implants. Go see him today for your perfect smile. There's simply nobody better than Dr. Mike Veneria. With two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey, right over the bridge. And listen, if you're in Pennsylvania, it's worth making the trip because you don't want to go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best, and that is Dr. Mike Veneria. In fact, just today, I stopped by his office to pick up my night guard, my snore guard, because it had a piece had come off, so he had to fix it for me. He's just a great guy. Really is. VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. People ask him all the time, does Rich really come here? Yes, I really do, and so does Bridget. She's getting new caps for her smile. Reagan goes there, Patrick goes there, Claire goes there, the whole family, and Mama's the only discovered him. And if you need complicated dental work, this is where he specializes in dental implants. He is the best of the best. That's why for over 10 years, 10 consecutive years, he's been recognized as a master dentist by his peers. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's my dentist. He's my buddy. He's my friend. He's going to give you the smile of your dreams. And listen, it's special occasion season now. Weddings, graduations, all those pictures, your smile is going to be in all of them. So make sure it counts. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right. Friday it is. What a day. What a week. What a week. The Missouri Attorney General believes that the Trump cases appear coordinated with the Department of Justice. Andrew Bailey, he is the Missouri Attorney General. He's filed a lawsuit now. And I'm glad he has done this because these cases are absolutely coordinated with the Department of Justice. I will talk more detail about that in the 4 o'clock hour. But it is absolutely a witch hunt that is going on against the former president. Just to go back to something I said at the start of the show today. And, you know, I hate the fact that we have to talk about things like condoms. I really do. I'm not a shock jock. I'm not trying to be shocking to get ratings. I don't need to be. But The situation infuriates me that this is in the court of public opinion, and you've got a guy who's the government is making these allegations against him, allowing an individual who owes him $650,000 for defamation to sit on the stand and make these allegations, and then he cannot respond to it. Just think about that. A woman who has made her career out of having sex for money. Now, look, I'm not saying that That is a bad career choice. I'm not trying to job shame, but that's your job. Your job is to have sex for money. So you get paid to have sex. I mean, there's other ways to call that. But, you know, these idiots on MSNBC were going on about how Stormy Daniels was no prostitute here. But nobody's alleging that Trump paid Stormy Daniels to have sex with him. Stormy Daniels is not alleging that. Stormy Daniels is saying she did this on her own volition. But now they're trying to say it's the victim card here. She's playing the victim card. But she's a woman who made her career off of having sex, being paid to have sex. If you don't, if your job is okay, you're an adult actress. So that what is that job description? You have to have sex with people on camera, and we'll pay you for that. If you don't do that, you're not good at your job. And whether or not you agree with the job, you have to understand that in order for somebody to be good at their job in anything, you have to do it in life. So you have to fulfill that job. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, if you're a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper you can be. Well, if you're an adult actress, be the best adult actress you can be. So you get paid a lot of money to have sex with people. You go to strip clubs and you dance to promote yourself. You have this story of how you allegedly had a relationship with the president of the United States of America. And you tell this story to enrich yourself, and you tell it in a variety of ways. You write a book about it. You say all these things about it. You violate the terms of this legal agreement that you entered into, and you owe the man $650,000 for a defamation lawsuit, his legal expenses, and all of these things. You're allowed now to come in court, to sit there on the stand, and to bring up all these salacious details, and Trump can't react to any of it. He's not allowed to come out there and respond to any of it in the court of public opinion. Now, well, you know, the question I have for that CNN analyst who you heard earlier, if all those things were being said about you and you couldn't come out and you couldn't defend yourself publicly, how would you feel about that? And then not only would your wife kill you if she heard these allegations and you couldn't publicly defend yourself, what about the fact that now you're also running for president? So in the interest of democracy, don't the voters have a right to hear, hey, is this true or not? Can we hear your side of the story? Can you tell us what's happening here? And the purposeful timing of this is done in a way that they want these details to sink into people's minds before Trump has the legal ability to talk about them when the case is over, or if the gag order at some point gets lifted, which I don't think it's going to. This is on purpose. This is on purpose. They want to cement these ideas in people's minds about him and do it in a way that sticks for as long as possible, not allowing him the ability to go out there in his own words and say what really happened, to deny the allegations, to say that this is a woman who's using an event that did not occur to promote herself. And let's face it, she's a woman who was paid to have sex with people on camera. And this would help with her career because people would be like, oh, who's the porn star that slept with the president? So she has every incentive to go out there and say these things. Every incentive. And he has no ability to go out there and defend himself. It's just completely and utterly outrageous, unconstitutional, and un-American. We got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead for you. Dr. Victoria Coates will join us. The latest on the Trump case, so much more. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.